Hello, everyone. It is now 9:05 a.m., and I will now call to order the Local Agency Formation Commission meeting for January 21 to 2026. I've made that 2025 a couple of times in the last week or so. I will now ask the Commission Clerk to call the roll call.
Commissioner Armendariz. Commissioner Baca Jr.
Baca Jr. present.
Commissioner Bagley.
I'm here.
Commissioner Cox.
Present.
Commissioner Dennison.
Dennison here.
Commissioner Duper. Commissioner Farrell.
Here.
Commissioner Hagman.
Hagman here.
Commissioner Harvey.
Here.
Commissioner Kenley.
Present.
Commissioner Warren.
Warren here.
Thank you.
Thank you. If you'll all join me in the Pledge of Allegiance. Take a moment here to read an announcement. Anyone present at this hearing who is involved with any of the changes of organization or approval of a contract to be considered, who has made a contribution of more than $500 in the past 12 months to any member of this commission, must state for the record, the commission member to whom the contribution has been made and the matter of consideration to which they are currently involved. Seeing none, we can move forward then. At this point, if you have anything to say to any item on the agenda, or even the next item would be consideration for items not on the agenda but under the purview of LAFCO, it would be helpful if you have filled out a speaker slip. The speaker slips are in the back. Have we received?
We have a speaker slip for agenda item number 9.
Number 8?
Number 9.
9, thank you. All right, well, seeing no other comments or requests for commenting on anything not on the agenda, pardon me, we will now proceed into a closed session.
Yes, and I'll make clear that there were no public comments submitted on the closed session item, which is the commission will be going into closed session to consider the following items: public employee performance evaluation pursuant to Government Code Section 54957 for the executive officer, and conference with labor negotiators pursuant to Government Code Section 54957.6, designated representatives being Stephen Farrell, the chair, myself, legal counsel, and unrepresented employee being the executive officer.
We will reconvene to closed session. Thank you. We really need. All right. When we have a quorum, we'll reconvene into open session. I'll ask counsel to report.
Yes, the commission met for the performance evaluation of the executive officer and labor negotiations related to that. There's no reportable action other than the commission confirmed that Chair Farrell and I will serve as designated representatives.
Thank you. All right, that moves us on to item number 4, comments from the public on items. I think I called for this earlier and mistakenly. Comments for the closed session, but are there any comments or any submissions not on the agenda for comments? Nothing? We have just number 8, as I recall.
Number 9.
Why do I miss that twice? Thank you. All right. We'll now move on to the consent items. All right. Is there any consideration for items to be pulled for further discussion? Seeing none, are there any public comment requests for speaking to this?
We have a speaker card for item 9.
Yes, right. So item 9 will be pulled from consent. The commission can consider the rest of the consent calendar and then move to item 9.
Thank you. Hold it. Is it a written letter or is it a comment?
Written, all right. A comment.
All right. Let's move We had a motion to approve the rest of the consent items. Call for a vote.
Commissioner Baca Jr.
Baca Jr., aye.
Commissioner Bagley.
Yes.
Commissioner Cox.
Aye.
Commissioner Farrell.
Yes.
Commissioner Hagman.
Hagman, aye.
Commissioner Warren.
Warren, aye.
Commissioner Dennison.
Dennison, yes.
Thank you.
Thank you. All right. We'll move on to the pulled item. And I don't know if there are any comments from the commission, but let's hear from I believe it's Angela De La Rosa. Welcome, Angela.
Good morning, everyone on the commission. I'm here with two residents from Mentone. I also am a resident. They're chamber members, and I'm the chair for the Mentone Chamber of Commerce. So what I'm going to read is from our council, and she recommended us to present this. This is a notification to LAFCO Commission that Redlands pre-annexations in Mentone violate existing law, Government Code Section 56741, which states, quote, unless otherwise provided in this division, territory may not be annexed to a city unless it's contiguous or next door to the city at the time the proposal is initiated pursuant to this part. No other provisions in Section 5642 apply. Government Section 56031 defines contiguous means territory that abuts, shares a common boundary with a territory and the local agency. Additionally, Government Code Section 56741 was upheld by the California Supreme Court in the City of Port Hueneme versus City of Oxnard, 52 California 395, which said, in this pertinent section, Section 5674, predecessor Section 3502, does not operate to validate annexation proceedings if contiguity does not yet exist when the matter reaches the city's legislative body. The property that's to be pre-annexed is not contiguous to Redland city limits. Thus, it violates the laws and it's unenforceable, and we ask that LAFCO Commission should not approve it. Thank you.
Thank you. Any other comments needed? I'm hoping that staff can address some of that to explain it to the commission, some of the concerns.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. This request, again, is a request from the property owner to receive water service from the city. City submitted this request on behalf of the property owner. Agencies that provide, the 56133 is the provision that allows cities or agencies to provide service outside their boundaries within their spheres through a contract. And so this contracts exists when service is being provided outside their boundaries. They are called different contracts. They are pre-annexation agreements. They are irrevocable agreements to annex and other names that they, for the city of Redlands, they have identified this as a pre-annexation agreement. Again, that pre-annexation agreement is to receive service, not an annexation, but this is to receive service through that contract, which is basically saying that at some point in the future, if the city decides to annex the area that the property owners are to be part of that annexation. But this is not an actual annexation. This is, again, the receipt of water service outside an agency's boundary within their sphere.
And if I may, real quickly, if there were to be an annexation, then the code section that was referenced, of course, would apply. Unless there's an exception under 56742, which is also allowed.
Thank you. All right, any other questions from the commission? Moved by Commissioner Hagman, second by Baca. Let's take a roll call.
Commissioner Baca Jr.
Baca Jr., aye.
Commissioner Bagley?
Yes.
Commissioner Cox?
Aye.
Commissioner Farrell?
Yes.
Commissioner Hagman?
Hagman, aye.
Commissioner Warren?
Warren, aye.
Commissioner Dennison?
Dennison, yes.
Thank you.
All right. All right, that we don't have any public hearing meetings today or hearings, so let's move on to the discussion items. The first one, I believe, is website hosting, if we can get a report. Is that, are we looking to Michael?
Yeah.
I see your hand.
Yeah,
there.
Mike. Okay, so I don't know if anybody's noticed, but the websites for government agencies and web presentations at large are changing. Some have already begun to change, and others will be forced to change in short time. This comes from the Department of Justice amendment of Title II to the American with Disabilities Act, which requires the term is accessibility. It's far more reaching than one would think, but it basically, we live in the land of PDFs, this particular LAFCO, and that's not accessible. Accessible now is fully searchable. It could be read through say like in Google. You can hit the translate or the read function, and it'll read it back to you. If you're doing a Word document, your slides or your images have to have tags now so they can be read as to the description. And so it's far more reaching, and it's not just up front, it's what's happening behind the scenes, which is the architecture of the website and the programming that goes with it, including the coding. So the county reached out to us because we use the county for our web hosting. It's always been like that. Even when LAFCO went independent, we kept them. And that relationship has worked very well. Part of the crux of this is not the new website, it's the remediation of your existing documents. And the remediation through the method the county is going to use is cost prohibitive to this organization. It basically would wipe out your general reserve. It works well for how they're working, but remember, this agency is not part of the county, so it does not work for us. So the executive officers met with the administrative committee, discussed this matter, and they gave him direction to leave the county domain and to obtain quotes, which returning today, for a new website to include remediation. That did occur. We have three quotes that are provided as attachments to the agenda item, and we are choosing, and all staff is in concurrence independently with the same recommendation to use Streamline as the agency. It's for two purposes. One is to build the new website, and the second is for remediation. So the remediation is a tool of the website. And that means if someone wanted to open up a particular existing PDF that we have, it would then remediate it on the fly and present it in a format that is meeting the Title II ADA requirements. So that's two-prong. So what we're asking today is, number one, as I mentioned, the approval to leave the county has already been provided by the admin committee due to the cost prohibitive remediation from the county. So now we are asking the commission to approve, number one, the web hosting subscription service, which Streamline, as with a lot of things these days, you're not buying the box product anymore. Subscription model is the norm. So it would be a web hosting subscription service, which Streamline, number two, approve the accessible document service. That's the remediation that I was mentioning. And then number three, authorize the EO to sign both agreements with Streamline, which would then effectuate the migration from the county to the new platform. So in essence, the commission would be getting a new website with full remediation capability. Of note, one of the reasons also for choosing Streamline is that they provide a $10,000 indemnification against ADA issues. Should the commission have any questions, Sam or I would be glad to answer them.
Are there any questions from the commission? Jim.
Mr. Chair, I just moved the item, and I commend Sam and Michael for coming up with a really cost-effective solution. I hate these one-size-fit-all mandates that we're into, and I think it's, I was very pleased to see what you came up with.
I'd like to second that.
Any other comments?
No.
I just had one question. They streamlined one for their doc access. They charge based upon how many pages and how many documents that you have. Will this contract affect what we have immediately online? What decision is involved in that?
Yeah, this contract includes all the documents right now. And it's about 30,000 pages that it will accommodate. If we get down lower, then the price goes down as well. So, but at this point, it's 30,000 pages for that 14,000 a year.
We won't have to archive anything. We're not planning on archiving what we have available.
Correct. We don't have to archive anything at this
time. Very good. Thank you. Roll call vote to approve.
Commissioner Baca Jr.
Baca Jr. Aye.
Commissioner Bagley.
Yes.
Commissioner Cox.
Aye.
Commissioner Farrell.
Yes.
Commissioner Hagman. Commissioner Warren.
Warren, aye.
Commissioner Dennison.
Dennison, yes.
Thank you.
All right. This concludes item number 11. Let's move on to the item 12, mid-year financial review.
Thank you. Slide, please, Art. This is at the mid-year mark. Salaries and benefits, 48%. Now, generally on track. We technically below appropriation of the 50 mark, but 48 is not statistically significantly removed from 50. So basically on mark. Services and supplies, we'd like to be up in the mid-40s. And I've kind of sound like a repeated record. I remember being at the first quarter saying we'd like to be at the 33% mark. We were sitting at the low 20s, so I'm saying the same thing now. And you're going to say, why? I'm going to jump into revenues real quick. The first part is we have some bills that on legal that did not process. I want to say that first. Some of them came late, and then when you add in the processing time and whatnot, about $6,000 is going to be cleared in the second half, which is now. Gavin put it in, and we saw. So the 34 should be more like 36, 37, but it's not that much more. The real reason is the proposal activity in the first half, it's not even throughout the year. So we've only received two proposals of the six that we anticipated and processed. However, we have received, in the second half of the year, we're going to probably receive 3 to 4 proposals at minimum. Two of them are the Adelanto annexation to County Fire. So that's an annexation with the Sphere component. And then also in the North Desert, the big project, which will have three components coming in the LAFCO. That is highly probable because we've already commented on the environmental, and they anticipate bringing that to us shortly. So that right there is going to be 5. And then there's 2 annexations, at least 2. So at the end of the year, we're probably going to have 7 proposals. And the processing for that takes place in the second half, which will carry into the next year. But those expenditures for the processing are going to be heavy hitting in April, May, and June. So we anticipate a fuller activity reaching in expenditures, specifically services and supplies, getting up closer into the high 80s, 90 mark by the end of the year. Revenues for the county treasury, 100% of the apportionment's been received, but we have interest receipts for the following two quarters. And as in applications, one may say, Michael, you say you only have 2 proposals received, but your applications are at 72%. How can that be? Because the county fire annexation of Adelanto was a very big area, which came with a bigger revenue number. So bigger proposals, big revenue. When you have a small annexation of a parcel, then maybe that's the lowest tier. So not all proposals are equal in terms of revenue. Slide, please. Last one, this has nothing to do with
fancy accounting measures. This is cash, $1.5 million in the commission's bank account. Everything in green are your reserves, five of them. And we are in, the second one is we're in year five of adding into that one pay period that loops in every 10 years. They call it the 27th pay period. And we are pre-funding that. So when that does come, doesn't hit us at one time. Remaining activity, we're sitting on roughly $35,000 in money. As I mentioned, we just got a very large Adelanto proposal. So no processing billable has taken effect for that. And estimated revenues shown in negative with estimated expenditures for the remainder of the year. And we are anticipating at this time an additional cash carryover. Art, can you do the slide, please? Those are just the summary slides. The details are in the remaining pages in the report. I'd be glad to answer any questions you have of those. There's no action for the commission today. This is a note receipt and file. Thank you.
Thank you, Mike. Any comments from the commission? Questions? I see none. Were there any public comments submitted for this item?
None received.
All right, so we'll note that as received and filed. Next would be our legislative update, item number 13.
Yes, Mr. Chair, we don't have any ledge report today. At the last meeting, I provided you with the ledge calendar, which just recently started, so we have really nothing going on at this time, but we will have one in our next meeting in March. So going to the next one, we have our executive officer's report. One item that was not identified is that we were not meeting in February, so our next meeting will be in March. Just provides you an update of the proposals that we have and the out-of-agency service agreements that were authorized by myself as the executive officer. And then some CalAFCA news on their proposals that they're moving forward with. They're having their membership approve some of the recommendations that their transition team had put together. And one of the most, the changes from four to nine regions is one of the biggest change, including some of the additional bylaws that they're recommending. The one thing that I probably don't agree with in one of their recommendations is limiting the member LAFCOs with one board member. I think that is pretty short-sighted. I think when we had both Commissioner Warren and Commissioner Cox both serving from our LAFCO, I think, I just don't think that limiting it to one is really the best thing. So other than that, that's just a information item. The one item at the end is the new publication for the Cortese Knox-Hertzberg Reorganization Act. It's there online, but if anyone wants a hard copy, let me know, and we will provide you a hard copy of that. So with that ends my presentation. I'll be happy to answer any questions.
Any questions from the commission? Seeing none. I just had one question. I was looking at the different regions. If it's curious, that we're getting just a low number of LAFCOs. How are they going to handle if a region has removed themselves, the different LAFCOs? Are they addressing that, or are they assuming full participation in their bylaws? Do you know?
No. Just looking at the South Coast, we don't know if any of them are going to come back. So if ever one will, probably LA, and that's just one. So
yeah, be interesting.
Yeah.
Right. Sam, I don't know if you were prepared to maybe consider an update on the alliance as well to see how that's progressing for the commission.
So yes, two things. One, we have an alliance meeting next Monday, I believe, to go over some of our recommendations for having the workshop in March, and everybody is invited for that, all the commissioners who can attend that workshop. This is being put together by the Alliance, and this is going to be in Orange County. We'll have more details on that as we go along, but that will be on 24 March. It's going to be from 10 to 2 on that day. So if anybody is free, that we are recommending that you attend that workshop.
Sam, could you send a reminder to everyone by email once we have that?
Yeah,
because we're not meeting until March,
right.
So
yeah.
Yes. Right. Any comments from the commissioners? Seeing none, I think we can adjourn. Thank you very much. We are adjourned.